Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Sellers. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Luis Polonia. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve Ontiveros. And now, play ball. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Ontiveros covering, for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen scores. Burks moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0 for 1 in the game. Polonia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. McGuire moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen takes first base on ball four. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Owen moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin bunts, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Ed Romero pinch runs for Marty Barrett. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. Romero moves to third. Boggs moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing second base. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0-for-2 in the game. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Sullivan trying to get to home. Canseco throws the ball into Steinbach, who tags Sullivan, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Burks moves to third. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boggs is hit by the pitch. Romero moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Burks scores. Romero moves to third. Boggs moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gene Nelson now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGuire strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0-for-3 in the game. Polonia hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Griffin moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Griffin moves to third. Davis moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson now playing left field. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.